Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching. Hi, and welcome to a new episode of the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and of course, my glamorous co-presenter in Akusti. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Well, hello from freezing Finland.
Well, it's wet here in England, but we've got a very special guest with us today for the second week running, a gentleman called Peter Lofeld. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys? Mate.
And we thought it'd be interesting to start, just initially, just give us a little bit, the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm a Dutch physiotherapist living in Norway, working there as a physio at a clinic. Done coaching license in football, done a lot of courses with WFA regarding rehab and strength training. That's basically
brilliant.
My
so
background.
So we thought we'd get you on today because we think, you know, obviously we've spoken off air leading into this episode, and what we thought would be interesting was to talk about, you know, injured players returning to team training, and obviously the relationship between the medical staff and the coaches. And, you know, from my own experience, I know it can work well and other times it doesn't. So where should we start with this then, Peter?
First of all, most people call us the rehab staff or the medical staff, but basically we're actually an assistant coach helping you guys to keep the players on the pitch.
Good point.
And when we start relating the player or bringing back the player to the field, we as a medical staff or assistant coach specialized in rehab, we need to know the playing style of the team, and we need to know what kind of workload the team has in a specific week when we are preparing the player to bring him back to a certain week in team training, so that we know exactly what we can let him do in a certain week on a certain day.
We actually, in a different episode, I think we touched on, you know, the thought that the coaches, managers think that when a player returns from injury, that they need to do like loads. They need to do like more and more and more to catch up with everyone else's fitness. Like more is better.
Yeah, how you think if the player is coming after, let's say, 2-3 weeks injury, how he should start, let's say the week start from Monday, how he should start? That's not that long period of injury, but should start training and when he's ready to play 90 minutes.
Okay. If he is off the pitch, off the team training for about, say, 2 to 3 weeks, that's not a very long time. So his football fitness hasn't decreased a lot. So he can do a lot of work already, but still you have to take in consideration the type of injury he has. And if it's a 2-3 week period where he comes back to the team, it could sound like an ankle distortion or something like that. So you twisted your ankle, and not the one we saw on television on Sunday. Unfortunately, of course, for him. But then he can do quite a lot of work, and maybe he can already play half a game in the second week after coming back to the team.
Okay, my second question is, should he train outside of the team most of the time, or should he be a part of the team when he's coming back?
If we take the same example as you mentioned, the 2-3 weeks off before coming back, he could probably already do a warm-up or a passing exercise or maybe part of a position game, and then you take him out before playing games. But it all depends on the type of injury, of course.
And when would you look to increase his participation within the team training? So obviously we said, like, if he's out, you know, the example we're using, so we can come in and do the warm up and get involved in some initial exercises. Would it then just, we're looking obviously now at a gradual increase. So one thought that I always had was, you know, like I've had circumstances with my own team this year where similar sort of situation, sometimes a bit longer than 3 weeks, but they might do 50% of everything that we do.
That is also an option. But if you want to be safe, the hardest session in the week should be the football conditioning part. So most of the time is that on a Wednesday or on a Thursday. So if he skips that, so then the hardest part of the week is out. So you're at least safe in regards to how hard he works the whole week. And then you adjust the Monday, Tuesday, let's say Thursday and Friday in regards to the injury and what type of work he has done previously before he came back to the team.
Okay. And obviously this changes along, you know, so let's just say a player has been out for 6 weeks. Then it's adjusted accordingly on his return to team training.
Yeah. If he's out for 6 weeks, he probably can start when he returns to the team with a warm up, a passing exercise, and then you take him out to do individual rehab and the same repeats then the day
and
after.
And obviously, if we go longer term, let's say a player is returning from an ACL injury or a broken leg, then again, it alters again, doesn't it?
And if you have an ACL injury, what advice you could give, let's say, football condition training? Should he be a part when he's ready, or should we wait longer when he's participated on that?
Do I listen correctly? Do you mean that when he comes back to the team, what can he do and how long does he have to wait before
football condition training?
Well, in the ACL, let's say after 16 to 20 weeks, he can join a partial warm up without the ball, for example.
Yeah.
And after 36 weeks, so that's about 9 to 10 months, that's 9 months, he can start to join 4v4 type of conditioning games. So the 11v11 is physically easier, between brackets, than the 4v4 because of the time and space relations. So 11v11, he can play in, let's say, week 28, week 30 to introduce him there. And then the harder sessions later in the program. And after the 4v4, he can already be playing 20 minutes maybe. But it's all related to the type of injury. And ACL is, you have to be very, very careful.
What, I mean, from your experience, Peter, you know, you must have had times where you say to the head coach or the manager, right, this guy can return to training, right? And the head coach says to you, brilliant, have you had times where the head coach has tried to overrule the advice that you're giving him, and they think, "Hey, it's okay. This guy's okay. He's let's just get him fit and get him back in the team again."
Yeah, that happens all the time because most coaches they want a long term contract because they want to build something. But in the end, it's all about results. And if you lose two games in a row, and even four, especially Premier League and the top leagues, if you don't deliver results, you're out. So if he tells me, okay, I'm going to use him anyway, that is his decision. But it's against a medical decision, which you're not only rehabbing a player, you're already also rehabbing an injury. So, but for the coach, the most important is the result. And then the player isn't that important. But you have a problem then, and you have to discuss that with the coach afterwards. You can't let it go.
So I mean, have you had that? You personally, have you had the situation, and you've overcome it, and the head coach has gone, okay, yeah, that's fine, or has he gone? He actually stick to his guns and goes, you know what? I've got to win Saturday, and I want to put him on the bench, and I want to, if I need him after 60 minutes, I'm going to put him on.
Yeah. If that happens, it can happen once, of course, because it's an important game. And maybe the player is safe if he can do that. But if it happens a lot, maybe you should consider your job as a rehab coach at that team with that coach.
Interesting. Okay, well, we're heading towards the to 10-minute markers. Anything else you want to ask, Kushi? I mean, the problem with this, Peter, is that we deliberately do this for 10 minutes, all right? And there's so much we can cover and so much we like to talk about. And we know we'll get you back on again at some point, you know? So we try to condense something into 10 minutes. But, Kushi, have you got anything else that you feel we need to discuss in this particular moment?
Like last week, I have so many questions, but I think it's better to do another podcast with him.
Yeah.
And he should prepare for that somewhere in a month or two.
Do you think maybe a final message, Peter, could be, you know, is there so much that we can, as coaches, you know, with the rehab assistant coach, maybe we can encourage these guys to work in advance with the coaches and say, look, in this situation, this is what's going to happen, rather than waiting for the situation to happen. So you're already having conversations about something that might happen. So then you're pre-educating the rest of the staff.
And that's what you should do. You can't just let luck be the part. The main part here, you have to prepare the head coaches and the staff and the players. This is what happens in a rehab situation. And this is how we're going to work together as the head coach and the medical staff and the assistant coaches or all the coaches to make sure you're on the pitch every time as long as possible, as much as possible. So we increase the chance of success for the team. This is how the staff is working and this is how it's going to be. So the players exactly know and the coaches know. Okay, when a player is in rehab, this is going to happen because he knows the best way to give him back to the team. And the head coach knows when he's team training, I know he has to go out after a certain amount of time because of safety issues. So less is more.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Peter, thank you very much for giving up some of your time for this episode. And as we've just said, we will get you back on again at some point in the future because it's a brilliant topic. And I think it's something that us as coaches, we need to understand better where you guys are coming from, if that makes sense. And just if we can create a stronger message through this podcast, then happy days.
Thanks for having me,
guys.
We'll be back again with another topic next week. I think it's just me and you next week, Acoustic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, listen, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast. Mm-hmm.